Is there some way consistently for any hypothetical in any subject on any exam, you can take the worst possible question or instruction, the one that says in effect little more than, what do you want to discuss? And through a series of disciplined yet efficient steps, change, alter, process that open-ended, confusing question into a series of narrowly focused inquiries of the sort I just described that enable you to relate specific law to specific facts, one narrowly focused inquiry after another, each revealing a narrowly focused issue the professor wants discussed. Is there some way you can consistently impose order on the chaos represented by the essay hypothetical? I'll illustrate what I mean with a grid. In the live program, I return to the figure of diagram 2 and begin drawing vertical and horizontal lines that superimpose a grid of squares. Stop. Continue. At no point do you want to find yourself wallowing around in the entire fact pattern. My finger moves all over diagram 2, thinking, what's going on legally? That's major mistake number 1. That's going to overwhelm you with possibilities in the way I've described. Rather, refer now to diagram 6. Stop. Continue. You want to focus on just one segment or component of the hypothetical at a time. A phrase, a sentence, at most a paragraph. I point to one of the squares on diagram 6, usually the one in the left top corner. I shade it in. Having focused attention on one segment, one manageable component, you think, what's going on legally in just this one component? Each of the squares in diagram 6 figuratively represents a manageable component of the fact pattern. A couple words, a phrase, a few lines, a paragraph at most. Each such component will prompt a connection with a specific facet of the swirl of legal knowledge in your head, a rule, a principle, a policy consideration. Each component, therefore, gives rise to a narrow, one-to-one law-fact relationship, such as is prompted by the questions, was service proper? Did X commit a burglary? Was the act of the corporation ultra vires? Since issues, by definition, are legal inquiries, each component gives rise to an issue, a narrowly focused issue. And we shall see that these issues are precisely the issues a professor or bar examiner wants discussed. You address one component after another. The issue revealed by each component will be discussed in roughly a paragraph. Only after you've made notes relevant to the one-to-one law-fact connection prompted by a component, in effect raising an issue you place on your agenda for discussion, do you move to another component. In the live program, I'm shading in one square after another, creating the pattern of diagram 6.